And I'll see if I cover the question. The Maho workers, first of all, every single business out there, I have a message for all of you. If you do not follow the law, if you illegally let people go or try to, quote unquote, metaphorically speaking, hold a gun to people's head and tell them this is what needs to happen, sign it or else, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I would hope. That was my message to the Minister of ASR, and he gave that commitment. He will make sure that the best way is possible that the law is followed. Okay? Maho is receiving probably more than any company in St. Martin. Am I correct to say this? I might be correct to say that they would be the largest recipient of stimulus support in the entire island. With that, which is why I fought, and I have to big up Minister Artwell Irion and Minister Richard Panafleck for coming up with a way to find a way to make this stimulus. Because you know why? Now they don't have no excuse. I got a letter today from my former company that I know is controversial because everybody think, you know, by Rolando, he did this at Guinea and this type of thing. Okay, well, I've already clarified that Guinea story 100 times. So I don't mind clarifying it a little more. But I want to show you all something, huh? I want to show you this. This is a letter I received from Winnie, from a Winnie employee. And I'm going to come to your Maho point because I want to show you. And please, any Maho workers, anybody, send me any letters you get from employers. I will take my time and deal with it. I had employees of the airport came to me, the handlers, and so I spoke of it in Parliament. I made my position clear, and I made a gesture to the government that I'm a part of. Watch what's going on over there, okay? They've been included in the support. But I want to, where's this letter? There we go. This is a letter from Winnie. Okay? And basically, let's go to the meat of it. Effective April until further, all employees in Winnie will be paid 75% of their gross salary and fees with hours used 32 hours per week. Winnie cannot commit at this time to continue to pay all employees 75% of salary going forward. This will be reviewed month by month and will depend on the continued support of government of St. Martin through the SSRP, the stimulus plan. So, this is where Maho, everybody, I am a pro-business person. I am a person that believes that there's opportunity to create entrepreneurship in St. Martin that can benefit everybody. But I believe that the law has to be followed. This is my only problem. So I did reach out to one of the management in Winnie to ask them, what is this about? Did they follow the law? Did they talk to the union? I did the same with Maho, did the same with many companies. So rest assured, I definitely do talk. And when people message me and say, I'm not going to go on Facebook, maybe like now because the question is posed, but I'm going to say, Maho doing this or doing that? That's not necessarily what I believe has to be done. What I think has to be done is the work has to be done, and these people have to be defended. So that is what I would say about employment. If you are receiving all this money, shame on you for saying now you're going to cut people's salary. Because you're receiving 80% payroll support. You can't add 20% and pay the people on this salary. Lord, man. That's my only thing. But because the UP party does believe that we can create an economy that benefits everyone, we would do things like a stimulus plan. But the stimulus plan is not for them. And this is what I told SHTA, and I got a little bit of a discussion there on Facebook with Mr. Ricardo Perez of SHTA. I said, I told you all from the start, I came in this live stream right here in this office, and I said, SHTA, this stimulus plan is not about you. It is about the employees, about the workers. You are just a vehicle that we have to use to make sure they get paid. Because we can't have 18,000 people showing up at SZV to collect a check because of social distancing. Because if it wasn't for that, believe you me, I would have been an advocate to say send the money straight, the 80%, just send it straight to everybody. But not everybody has bank accounts. Not, we don't have everybody bank information. Some people just do checks. Some people need to get paid cash. All that is fine. So we use the companies as an intermediary. But you have to pay the people. So I'm hoping that Maho and other companies, and I believe they will. Guys, I believe that these companies, they get a bad rap sometimes, and people act like, you know, they out to just get us and stuff. And let's say some companies probably don't behave as well as they should. Let's be real about that. But let's also admit that if this goes as planned, if they pay the 80% plus add a 20% and paid everybody, that they have done the right thing. That is what I would say. Amanda Rogers, I will answer your question. You probably don't.